Frequency Cast Update.
Hi, this is Carl.
And this is Pete.
Each month, we bring you the Frequency Cast podcast, our tantalizing take on technology. And the mini show you're listening to now is designed to keep you updated while we're busy working on the next show.
At the start of February, we released show 36, talking about streaming media. Remember that?
I do.
And we got an awful lot of feedback. So this update is to go through the feedback to show 36 and media streaming.
But first off, I believe, Pete, you have some news for us.
Yes, I have. And first off, some bad news about the proposed video-on-demand service codenamed Project Kangaroo. This has been blocked from launching in the UK by the Competition Commission. If you didn't know, Kangaroo was a joint venture between BBC Worldwide, ITV and Channel 4 to launch a huge back catalogue of their on-demand shows, meaning that users could get all the content in one place without having to have something like the iPlayer, ITV Net Player and the 4OD Player installed on computers. This is particularly bad news for UK TV viewers that were looking for a one-stop shop for their online content. But of course it is good news for the likes of BT Vision and Virgin, who have their own libraries of on-demand services. Hopefully though, with 4 On Demand and the BBC iPlayer recently announcing upgrades to their on-demand services, we could well be seeing some alternatives to Kangaroo, or some improved on-demand offerings, fairly soon. Next up, I want to make mention of the 20th anniversary of satellite broadcasting in the UK. Yes, Rupert Murdoch's TV service Sky launched 20 years ago on the 5th of February 1989. Wow. At launch, just 4 channels were available. That number, of course, is now over 500. Sky merged with its rival BSB, do you remember those square reels? In 1990, and Sky now has over 9 million UK customers. Sky's also been in the news this month for paying $1.6 billion for Premier football rights from 2010 to 2013. This equates to roughly £4.7 million per match. Ouch. And it means that sporting rival Setanta has lost out on much of their match coverage. Finally, for this quick update, I want to mention that BT Vision has now started offering some of the BBC TV shows in high definition. BT Vision is an on-demand service using BT Broadband, and it already supplies a selection of HD movies. It's now adding some TV content, such as Planet Earth, Galapagos, Ganges, Super Volcano and Pride, in high definition. Documentaries like Hiroshima and shows like Top Gear are expected soon.
Cool, that's great, Pete. Now, not only do you not have any friends, but now you're making yourself unpopular with those people that don't already like you, which is very impressive, of course. So, I'm looking at a man who's loathed. It's great. Off you go.
Well, start by reading this one. Actually, on this particular one, I'm not being loathed. One of last time's listeners is being loathed. Have a read of this one here. This is from Nick Langsley.
There I was, in the bath, flicking foam at the duck.
Is that a euphemism? Carry on.
Listening to show 36, and well, I nearly drowned as I splattered out, "No!"
I did this because you awarded a fridge magnet to a letter from someone using the Nebula TV card. You remember the guy that said we should all get these Nebula cards because they're going to be HD ready?
Yeah, the Nebula card sounds like something out of Star Trek, doesn't
it? That's the one. You did.
Is that in 3D?
You did that joke last time. He says, using the Nebula card, advocating its use in the future to watch Freeview HD channels. It won't. Now I write as a radio amateur who transmits TV and radio signals around the world as part of my desire to communicate with people. Yes, I know I could use Skype. Skype? You remember Skype?
I remember Skype. Got the phone and everything.
Absolutely. But the way I do it is more interesting. Yes, please do some Tony Hancock the Radio Ham impersonations at this time. Radio amateurs, you can make friends all over the world. None in this country, but all over the world.
Shame you haven't taken notice of that, isn't it?
It is raining not in Tokyo. Bet there's not many people around here that know it's not raining in Tokyo.
Or care.
My Tony Hancock there. Anyway, as part of my hobby, I've been following the development of HD on Freeview, and I'm delighted that the broadcasters are going to be able to do this soon. However, the Nebula TV card and anything else that picked up the HD tests from Crystal Palace in 2007 will not work.
There are two parts to receiving digital TV broadcasts. One, receiving the signal and getting the digital bits out, known as demodulation.
Spot on, well done. And the second is converting those digital bits into a TV picture and sound, known as decoding. The test signal in 2007 used H.264 video standard, so boxes that understood H.264 could decode the signal. More importantly, the BBC was using existing transmission standard as all the other Freeview channels, known as DVB-T.
Digital Video Broadcasting Terrestrial.
Thank you.
But the new HD Freeview broadcasts will not be using DVB-T. Instead, they'll be using a new standard, DVB-T2. No current Freeview HD system is available that understands this. Indeed, it's only just been ratified by Ofcom, the communication agency that licensed TV stations, and me too as a radio ham. So receivers around today cannot demodulate DVB-T2. They don't know what it is because it's only just been invented.
So, if you can spare a moment to speak English, what the hell was that about?
So basically, yes, Nick is right. We have wrongly awarded a fridge magnet. The Nebula TV card will not be able to receive the new DVB-T2 HD programmes.
Hold on a minute. Where is it? Have we sent it yet? Right, bring it here. Hold on. Snap it in half.
He does wrap up by saying it's going to be a challenge telling customers that their new HD TV sets won't work with HD Freeview broadcasts on its own. But hey, that's what marketing people are for. Phew, glad I got that out. I'm going back to the bath to enjoy the rest of show 36.
And flick in the dark.
Right, who have we got next?
Next we have Ian Coxall. He said, I'd like to impart my slight disappointment at your rather flippant response to my explanation of 3D TV. When you concluded the item with the words, we're not convinced that would be you, Pete, you see? I told you.
Yeah, you're starting to get
a whole crowd of them hating you. And we're shouting at the door, calling you a witch or something, saying there'll be a witch hunt for you.
So, yes, if you didn't listen to show 36, Ian suggested that there are ways of viewing 3D by wearing one half of a pair of sunglasses to get a 3D effect. Now, I must admit, I did say I wasn't convinced. To be fair, I had actually tried it. I had sat there in front of Mattelli with one sunglass on. Made no difference to me. He's come back, and he's obviously quite put out that we've dismissed his theory out of hand. So, yes, to be fair, we weren't particularly fair to the idea of 3D TV with just one half of a pair of sunglasses. So what he then goes on to say is,
the best I can do is point you towards a really good clip on one of the Star Trek DVDs. Okay, that's fair enough. If you feel predisposed to pursue this, then get a copy of Star Trek Insurrection.
So what he says is, get hold of a copy of Star Trek Insurrection and go to 32 minutes and 50 seconds in, stick a filter over the left eye and watch until 33:23. So, should we do just that?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so here is a laptop. I've queued it up. I haven't looked at this yet. Have you seen the Insurrection, by the way?
No, I haven't. Never seen it. I need a pair of sunglasses, eh? Just to look cool whilst I'm watching the telly.
So what you're going to have to do is one over the left eye. Now these, it's going to be a bit. So I think what we're going to have to do is that.
I would say you look silly in those glasses on a lopsided angle, but to be honest with you,
Well, yeah.
It was an improvement.
Okay, so we've queued this up. Now for copyright reasons, we can't actually play the audio of the soundtrack. But what we've got here is the bit where Jean-Luc is talking to the woman that runs the city. Data's about to walk into shot, and they're talking about how amazing this particular city is. Let's just hit play. Can you see it out of one eye?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got the left eye covered up with a pair of sunglasses. All right, we look a bit silly, but let's give it a go. So they're talking about discovering the ship. Actually, do you know what? Wow, you can see that, can you?
Yeah, especially with the movement. It says the camera pans round them. It really does look quite 3D. It's the way the background and the foreground image of the three of them. Yeah,
data,
it works.
Look at data there.
Yeah,
actually.
No, it's in all of it. It's all three of them. Look. Yeah, actually, it's a fair comment. I wish the camera would stop going round and round them now.
I feel
sick.
Now, yeah.
I apologise.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
I can't see where I'm going now.
I can't see the screen anymore. Ian, you're absolutely right. Anyone out there, if you think we're having a laugh, seriously, get a pair of sunglasses, one eye over the left eye, and look at that particular bit of Insurrection. There's a moment where the camera just circles around them and the three of them are just standing there, Data, Picard and the weird woman from the planet.
Yeah, right.
I feel humbled. Next.
Okay, so we're moving on. And our next one is from another disgruntled listener. No doubt, Dave.
No, he's not. No.
I just think they should all be disgruntled now. I don't care that he's not. I'm just going to say he is. Dave Whittleston.
He says, hi again, guys. A great show 36. He's really pleased that we spent some time talking about media streamers. He said, I can't believe I missed the Pinnacle Show Centre. It's exactly what I'm looking for. There you go, a happy listener.
We aim to please.
And we talked in the last show about PRS customization. This is for the Sony ebook reader to let you change the font size. He also says, on that subject, can I draw your attention to an excellent piece of software called Calibre? It's been invaluable to me. It can convert virtually any ebook format into EPUB for the Sony PRS reader. Some formats take a bit of creativity with PDF first. Free to download, although the chap that's created it, I'm not even going to try and pronounce that name, it's Russian or something, does ask for a donation.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Another one now from Rich Griffin. Another good episode. All right, it's all right. We can carry on reading this one. Thank you. Your notes on the Apple TV were good.
But there is a possibility to unlock the device from Steve Jobs' clutches without invalidating the warranty or losing any of the functionality. If you're not aware of it already, please have a look at Boxy.
Boxy? Boxy, B-O-X-E-E, which enables all sorts of other fun stuff on Apple TV, including TV downloads using the American Hulu services. Hulu services.
Hulu services, you familiar with that?
Hula hoop services? Are they crispy?
Think iPlayer, and you're on the right track.
Oh, iPlayer.
And here's one for you, Carl. An email from I Love Being Brilliant Me. One for you. I want a yes or a no answer to this one, because I know you love to talk about your watch. Does the Swapwatch have an on-screen keyboard? If so, how do you write a message?
It does have an on-screen keyboard, and you write a message using the touchscreen stylus.
Perfect. There you go. Thank you very much. So that's all the feedback from Show 36. Show 37 is on the way. Keep listening. Make sure you sign up to our RSS feed. We'll be in touch with Show 37 soon.
Thank you. To send us a message for inclusion on our next show, call our podline on 0208 133 4567 or stop by the show's website at www.frequencycast.co.uk. Our next full-length show will be out soon, so be ready for our next tantalising take on technology.
Frequency Cast. Update complete.